Kane was jarred from an uneasy sleep. Before he was fully awake, he was on his bare feet, strapping a belt laden with magazine carriers around his waist. Grant thumped down to the deck on his own bare feet from the top bunk, flexing his knees slightly to ease his landing.
I do not believe this shit.
Bring grenades. A lot of them.
Incendiaries will work great. Everything on a boat burns.
Isn't this thing a ship? And isn't it made out of steel? We're not still on Kiri's piece of handmade furniture.
It floats. It's a fucking boat. The hull and the bulkheads are steel, covered in paint. Paint burns. The furniture burns. The wood paneling burns. We burn.
I get the picture. Let's go. You go low and left.
Roger that. You first, high right?
Always.
Kane tipped a forefinger off his nose. It was a sign between them, meaning it was a classic one percenter, referring to the chances for survival.
I'm point man.
Kane stepped into the passageway just as a body skewered through the gut by a spear tumbled down the ladder from the main deck.
Shit!
He thought of popping a microbread, not incendiary, out the hatch, but decided instantly against it. There was no knowing if friends might be up on deck within the blast radius, as well as foes. Normally, Kane tended to do what was necessary to survive, and if friendly natives got caught in the overkill, so be it. But aside from the fact that they were out in the middle of the infinite Pacific and totally dependent upon the islanders' goodwill to stay aboard, they couldn't afford to chill any of their own specialists. Grant covered him as he went fast up the ladder to the deck. He burst out into the thick, humid tropical night air and rolled up to kneel in the shelter of a corner of the superstructure, covering aft with his blaster. A figure approached, tall, somewhat lanky, and despite the utter lack of detail, unmistakably human. He eased his forefinger off the Sin Eater's trigger. Approaching almost to the perforated muzzle, the figure suddenly swung up an arm. The gleam of rusty light fell upon the blade of a machete raised to split his skull. By sudden, strobing yellow-white radiance, Kane saw his attacker's face implode.
It's not like you falling asleep at the switch like that, Kane.
Damn! They've got humans with them.
I'm on it. As long as they get that damn door open, then you get your ass on board.
A glare off the starboard bow showed where a boat blazed from stem to stern. The exploration ship was oddly quiet. Kane ducked and wheeled, bringing up his Sin Eater. A humanoid shadow blocked stars above Grant. The firelight glinted off the blade of a spear aimed at the back of Grant's neck. Grant threw himself into a forward roll past Kane. Suddenly, Kane felt an impact. Strong arms enfolded Kane like iron bands, pinning his two hands under his sternum. His attacker had come at them from the direction of the bow. The man's breath, if he was a man, stank like an open grave. Kane brought his knee up to slam between his attacker's braced legs. He felt his patella slam against the man's pelvis, felt the shift as the man's weight momentarily broke free from the deck. The grip never slackened. Kane saw a mottled gleam in the light from the hatch as lips grinned around filed teeth. Kane snapped his head forward.
Never had your nose broken, you cannibal bastard!
The grip relaxed on him. Kane pushed his foe away. The perforated muzzle of his hand blaster slid under the other man's chin. Holding his hand blaster at the ready, Kane quickly wheeled, checking forward to the bow, then swept his gaze around toward the stern. Grant, crouched next to the superstructure, covered its upper levels with his weapon. Suddenly, reeking bodies swarmed over the gunwales and swamped the two men.